welcome to the Leadership Lounge. I'm Katie, and each week I'll bring you a fresh take on your work as a healthcare leader. And especially big welcome to today and this, the very first episode. Now, this has been a long time coming, and with several false starts, lots of rabbit hole exploring, and generally feeling blocked by all sorts of manner of little things that just felt like it all just became too hard. But I have persevered and been sent several signs over the last few months around getting started with a podcast. So here I am. I am embracing done over perfect and am paring this down to the simplest steps I possibly can do. It's kind of like embracing how you get started with leadership, actually, when I stop and think about it. So completely overthinking way too much about what to say and what to talk about in this first episode, I figured talking about why a leadership lounge would be a good start. So if you're a leader in healthcare, first off, I just want to say thank you, because healthcare matters and the role of healthcare leaders matters. As the world turns and the random and various things that occur, healthcare will continue to adapt and respond and step up and do what it needs to do. And alongside the crisis and the emergency and the unexpected, there is the day-to-day and how that also involves changes such as technology and expectations and the massive problem that exists right now around the workforce challenges. And all of those things require a constant and adaptive way of thinking and processes. But at the heart of all of that is people. And we all, unfortunately, are likely to find ourselves at the receiving end of healthcare. And whether it's us personally or whether it is someone we love or we care for, when that occurs, it is terrifying. It is rarely does it occur by choice, and it always invokes that state of uncertainty and vulnerability. In those moments, those interactions between people are what really matter. Everything else is just noise. So for those moments to make a difference and to make an impact so that people feel the care as well as receive it, teams of people need to be working together cohesively to create that kind of experience. And for teams to be able to create that, you can't just do that. It's not just something you can just go, here you go, let's just get on with it, and a flick of a switch, and it just happens. It takes effort, and that's where the leadership comes in. So if you want to be part of creating those environments where it all just seems to come together, then that's the role that leadership plays. So you see, leadership for me definitely is not about a position or a title. It's more of an attitude and a mindset. It's more about how you show up in healthcare. Now, I'm not alone in thinking this. So I've got a few people that I would often turn to for those ideas or inspiration. And starting off with Brené Brown, who says that a leader is anyone who takes responsibility for finding the potential in people and processes and has the courage to develop that potential. So there's stuff here about it being about people and processes, but a big thing here about courage. Simon Sinek says that leadership is a choice, not a rank. Anyone in an organization can be a leader, and it is choosing to look at the person on your left and the person on your right. Which is why that thing around how teams deliver care, even if you are one-on-one with a patient or a client or one-on-one in terms of what you are doing within healthcare, there is a team of people around you and a team of people that have been part of the process as to what's led to that point. There's a fabulous book called Wayfinding Leadership, and in it, the authors describe that a wayfinding leader is motivated by curiosity, and is steeped in wonder. Wayfinding leaders look to develop everyone's potential and have an abiding belief that we are in the Waka together. So it kind of, that one for me kind of brings together those two thoughts around developing the potential in people, but this is something that we do together. It's about how people come together and how they work together. Now, there's this great book called Nine Lies About Work, and it challenged quite a lot of things that we tend to think about work in general. And one of the lies that it sort of debated was that leadership is a thing. And so I have been interested and curious in leadership and healthcare leadership for a long time now. So I've worked in healthcare for 30 years, been a people leader for about 20 years, have been writing about healthcare leadership in my weekly email for about 8 years now, which is a good point to say, actually. If you go to katiequinney.com/subscribe, you'll be able to sign up for the weekly email, which is tips, ideas, resources, challenging thinking, all designed for the leader in healthcare today. I digress slightly. So back to this book about nine lies about work. So when it said, oh, leadership is a thing, is one of the lies, I was very, very intrigued. And it's a great chapter and way too long to kind of condense down for a short podcast. However, there's this great quote here. Leading and following are not abstractions. They are human interactions, human relationships. And their currency is the currency of all human relationships. The currency of emotional bonds, of trust and of love. If you as a leader forget these things and yet master everything that theory would world tells you matters, you will find yourself alone. But if you understand who you are at your core and hone that understanding into a few special abilities, each of which refracts and magnifies your intent, your essence, and your humanity, then in the real world, we will see you and we will follow. And I loved that so much because so much of the work that I do with leaders in healthcare is around creating that sense of who they are as a leader, who they are, how they show up, and those core things that create that space of trust with the people that they're working with. So it's knowing who they are and how that then extends into how they build trust with others. So when I'm talking about healthcare leadership, and when I write in my weekly email about healthcare leadership, and when I think about why a leadership lounge, it is all of those things. So I'm pulling all of those ideas and definitions and concepts together. And sometimes it's so much easier just to say leadership. But we don't often, as with so many of these big words, we don't really stop and go, okay, what do we mean by leadership? What does that all mean? So yes, it is the boss and the manager and the charge nurse, but it's also the nurse specialist and the SMO and the pharmacy technician. And it's those willing volunteers who have stepped up to be on the pressure injury group. And it is the ward clerk who mentors the other ward clerk, the educators who get alongside a new staff or a member of staff who is struggling. The list and examples in healthcare is huge, and I could go on and on with that. Suffice to say that it is, when I say leadership, it is a very broad as well as a very deep idea of what leadership is. So this leadership lounge, this podcast, is inviting you to come into the lounge and just take a moment to pause. And like I said, it sits alongside that weekly email, which for 8 years has been delivering these tips and ideas and pearls of wisdom and just those practical bits of insight for anyone who is interested in how do they make things better? How do they support the people around them? How do they develop things? How do they bring out the best in people? The weekly email is called I Am No Jedi, and it was called that. I have no idea Well, I do know why it started like that, but I've not been able to drop the title, even though it has absolutely nothing to do with Star Wars. So if you're an anti-Star Wars, anti-sci-fi person, please do not worry. It has nothing to do with Star Wars. But I started calling it I'm a Jedi. There's this great quote in one of the Star Wars lines, and they say, I am no Jedi, but I know the Force. And it's this idea that if you know Star Wars at all, Jedis are these like super amazing knight master things that have pretty awesome. And it's this idea that we don't ever become the master. We don't ever become some like great guru that we can look at. But we can understand the different things. We can understand that these things are important. And when I started writing the email, I was saying, look, I don't have all the answers. I don't know everything there is to know about healthcare leadership. A, I don't know everything, but also it continually evolves and there's always more things to learn. So it's saying I am no Jedi. I haven't got all the answers. I don't know everything. I'm not like this, you know, person that you should go, oh, look, they know everything. But it was saying that I know that this stuff is important. Knowing who you are, what you stand for, what you believe in, what your values are, what makes you tick, those things are important. Understanding how you build relationships with the people that you work with, how you create a team, how you give feedback, all of those things, and about the people you work with, how you build trust, they're important. How you manage your workload, how you do what you have to do with the day, including how you set priorities, all of that stuff that you have to do, that's important. As well as how you sustain yourself, how do you keep it going? Delivering healthcare is a long game. It is not something that we are ever going to be done at. So it is about how do we keep you, how do you sustain yourself? How do you keep that going? So the lounge is a place to sit, pause, listen, and just to think, to take a little time to consider who you are as a leader, what your people need from you right now, how can you be of service? What does your work need to look like in order to do that? And how in the midst of it all and everything that is going on for the world of healthcare right now, can you keep going and keep your head above water and feel like at the end of the day that you have made a contribution, that you've made some progress? So yeah, this idea of a long game and that there isn't this big rush. It sits in juxtaposition, but that feels like a terrible word to use on a first episode of a podcast. But it sits in tension, that might be a better word. So it sits in tension with this space of healthcare, which is all about get people through faster, deliver that quicker, meet this target. The invitation to sit in a leadership lounge and to stop, pause, think and consider things sits in a space of tension. And I think that's one of the great things that leaders in healthcare need to get comfortable with. How do you hold two things in tension? So yes, your day-to-day work can be chaotic and it can be demanding and there could be a million things that you're supposed to do right now. And you need to learn to work out where are the moments that I can sit, pause, listen, reflect, think about things, and then get back out there and carry on. And that's the space of the Leadership Lounge. So wrapping up this week, then, we have dissected through the various different ideas as to what is leadership and listened to a few definitions from different people, understanding that it is broad and deep and wide, and it is so much more than a position or a title. It is about how you show up and the intentions that you're putting into the work. Thank you so much for listening this week and stepping into the lounge. I am Katie, and you can find out more about me at katiequinney.com. And like I said, if you want to subscribe to the I Am No Jedi email, go to katiequinney.com/subscribe. So that's the wrap up for this first episode and the first week of being in the Leadership Lounge, which is a place you'll come to if you want to create that moment of pause to reset and keep your leadership awareness, capabilities and capacities growing as you continue being an incredible, determined healthcare leader. Take care and see you next week. Bye bye.